Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Drew Brees officially announced his retirement from the NFL on Sunday. In his career, Brees has earned 13 selections to the Pro Bowl and led the league in passing on 7 separate occasions, not to mention earning a championship for New Orleans. Also in Saints news, they are restructuring Taysom Hill's contract into a voidable 4-year, $140 million extension. Niners fullback Kyle Juszczyk signed a 5-year, $27 million contract to remain with the Niners on Sunday. Keeping the versatile weapon in fold was a priority for the Niners given how important Juszczyk is as a blocker, pass catcher, and short yardage runner, and the two sides were finally able to hammer out a deal just before free agency opened up. Green Bay running back Aaron Jones announced via his personal Twitter account Sunday that he has re-signed with the Packers. In spring training news, Steven Strasburg has been diagnosed with a strained left calf. He exited Sunday's spring start against the Astros after his calf grabbed, but he said he would have pitched through the issue during a more meaningful game. Reds pitcher Sonny Gray doesn't expect to be ready for his first week of action due to back spasms. The 31-year-old hasn't pitched in a Cactus League game since March 4th and won't be able to pick up the ball for 3 or 4 days, though he could apparently return to spring games sometime next week. Padres manager Jace Tingler said Sunday that catcher Austin Nola has been diagnosed with a fractured middle finger on his left hand. The NBA starts off the week with 8 games on the schedule Monday. Among the exciting matchups are the Warriors hosting the Lakers and the Mavericks facing off against the Clippers. LaMelo Ball and Emmanuel Quickley are the two guards to target tonight in DFS. For Ball, the Kings have the worst defensive rating in the league, which makes them a team to target in DFS. Ball has continued to thrive in his rookie season, scoring at least 36.9 Yahoo points in 7 of his last 8 games. That included when he scored 46.8 Yahoo points versus these same Kings. For Quickley, expect the Knicks to be shorthanded at the point guard position with Derrick Rose and Elfrid Payton listed as doubtful. With both players out Saturday against the Thunder, Quickley scored 35.6 Yahoo points across 33 minutes. At this cheap salary, adding him to your entry could be well worth the risk when you factor in that the Nets have the 6th worst defensive rating. At the forward position, Julius Randle's coming off a monster triple-double Saturday against the Thunder that resulted in him scoring 61.4 Yahoo points. He scored at least 51.6 Yahoo points in 4 of his last 6 games as he tries to keep the Knicks in the hunt for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Look for him to capitalize on the Nets' lack of depth up front like he did last time when he faced them, scoring 49.9 Yahoo points in what was a 7-point loss for the Knicks. At the center position, the Warriors were just demolished by Rudy Gobert on Sunday, who finished with 24 points, 28 rebounds, and 4 blocks. They have size issues up front, especially with James Wiseman going through plenty of rookie pains. That means that Montrezl Harrell should be busy with Anthony Davis and Marc Gasol still out, making him a very appealing option at the center position with such a reasonable salary. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Basketball Monday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.